I don't know if you were still up last night or only heard and read about it this morning, but what was your initial reaction when you heard about it?
You know what, JR? No, I didn't hear it last night, into bed early. So I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm just kind of getting back into kind of work mode. It's just one of those things I had to kind of read twice. I didn't really. And then I was trying to figure out which one is which because I always kind of mixed them up. It just didn't make any sense, of course, between Troy and Trent. And then so you kind of spin and again, I'm fortunate. I was a general manager in the American League for 7 years here, have some experience and feel to this. It's just interesting. And I guess I'm just very cautious until I kind of understand what exactly is going on here, because this seems strange to me. Ryan Bonus, by all accounts, is a well-respected hockey man, obviously from a hockey family. So from a timing standpoint, it's just strange, because I'm also one of the people, and I continue to say, and history tells you, I don't put anything into winning and losing the American Hockey League. It means absolutely nothing to me. All that matters, just like Luke Richardson and now with Mr. Mann have done, is just a great job of developing players for the Ottawa Senators. So to me, the Mann brothers have kind of been the MVP of the rebuild. The dynamic understanding, the other brothers, the assistant GM, and one has been fired. I guess I'd like to collect a little more data here to kind of understand what's gone on. On the surface, it just seems very bizarre in the timing itself.